You're the big man. You're the big man, I think.
Wake up! Wake up!
Rudy's revelation.
You're the big man, I think.
You can't handle the truth!
Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. It is Friday. Happy Friday, February 16th. So the Russians say the nuke in space story is a lie to get more Ukraine funding. Also today in the news, Fannie Willis melts down during her testimony, and so in a surprise she won't be testifying for a second day. And some breaking news, Joe Manchin says he'll get Mitt Romney as a running mate as he considers a presidential run for 2024. Some more news on the Kansas City parade shooting. It looks like Antifa or a group of young people dressed in black bloc created chaos by shooting randomly into the crowd. And I just have to make a correction from yesterday. I kept saying Mark Warner. I meant Mike Turner, the GOP chair of the House Intelligence Committee, that leaked or was trying to promote the idea that the Russians had plans to put nukes in space. And they might have plans to put nukes in space, but there are no nukes in space. So we don't need to really worry about that right now. And it looks as in the Russians even claim, and I was claiming also, that it just looked like a contrived intelligence crisis to push through votes for the Ukraine funding in the House. So let's get into the news and the headlines of today. All right, first up, NBC News is reporting Joe Manchin floats Mitt Romney as a potential running mate as he weighs a presidential bid. The West Virginia senator made the comment Thursday in Cleveland, the latest stop on his listening tour as he ponders a third-party White House campaign. The reality of this is he would probably be the choice of the no-name party, which is a contingency for the establishment and the Democrats, simply because Joe Biden is in a lot of hot water with an impeachment, with some criminal accusations of him and his family, as well as questions surrounding his mental acuity, whether or not he could actually continue on as president or whether they'll use the 25th Amendment to get rid of him and to put, as Perry and I discussed and I've discussed previously, to put Kamala Harris in as the first woman president for 6 months with the guarantee that she wouldn't seek to be reelected and they could push somebody else in. Is it Joe Manchin? Maybe. Is it somebody else, a governor from California, Gavin Newsom? Could very well be. So let's get back into the headlines. The Daily Mail reports Kremlin tries to shoot down claims it is putting nuclear weapons in space. Putin's top spokesman accuses Biden of playing a trick to get more money for Ukraine. I don't dispute this at all, to be honest with you. This is exactly what I think, because that's old news. Everybody is planning to put anti-satellite weapons in space. This is not some sort of breaking news story. But let's go back to the Daily Mail article. The Kremlin has shot down claims it wants to put nuclear weapons in space and claims it is a trick by the U.S. government to get more money for weapons for Ukraine. Moscow claimed the ominous warning that Vladimir Putin wants to take out satellites as a malicious fabrication, but wouldn't go into details about any plan. The Kremlin spokesman Peskov said he would not comment on the substance of the reports until the details were unveiled by the White House. But he said Washington's warning was clearly an attempt to get Congress to approve more cash to send to Zelensky to fight Russian troops. Obviously, everybody is putting in, everybody has anti-satellite weapons in space. The Chinese do, the Americans do, the Russians probably already do, whether it's to put nuclear weapons or where they were just floating that out there. It could very well be an EMP type device, a nuclear EMP, which is an electromagnetic pulse that may generate enough radiation to knock out electronics, but usually those are detonated within the atmosphere. We're going to move on to the next story here from the Daily Mail. Kansas City Chiefs parade shooter sprayed bullets into the crowd by spinning in a circle before fleeing, says witness. An eyewitness also said a woman pleaded with a parade gunman, don't do it. Actually said, not here, don't do it, before they opened fire. At least 20, I think it's up to 30 now, people were shot in the or injured in the tragedy. The tragedy. The eyewitness said he heard the shooter spun in circles as he hit as many people as possible. That is yet to be known for sure. But what I do know, and I'm going to go into the article in just a second, that there were reports that these were all juveniles, as I suspected earlier, because they weren't releasing the names of the people that were apprehended, the shooters that were tackled, so forth and so on. Also, they're more than likely juvenile because only one person was killed. Anybody with any real lethal talent would be able to kill, especially in a crowd like that, kill more people. A lot of people were shot in the foot. So I don't know, you know, they were shooting into the ground, maybe to scare people away. It's hard to say. So the article goes on to say, we were standing on the side of the stage where the shooting ended up happening. And right before it ended up happening, there was this group dressed all in black. Black block, said the witness. Black block, seems like Antifa. It might not have been Antifa. Who knows? It's Kansas City. Who knows whether it was Antifa or just anarchists, or whether there was any gang affiliation. There are more stories on this from ABC News. Chiefs parade shooting, police determine applicable charges for juvenile suspects. New York Times reports two teens in custody in Kansas City where police said dispute led to the shooting. So the police are saying that it was a dispute. The authorities are saying they're working to determine applicable charges in the shooting that followed Super Bowl victory parade. The host of a local radio show was killed, among 22 others were injured. What I'm saying here is that we don't know. If the teenager's saying they were trying to shoot somebody, most of the victims in the shooting, the woman that was killed was obviously not the target. Most of the victims in the shooting were teenagers. And so was it rival gang? And maybe they weren't established gangs with names, but if they're groups of teens shooting at other groups of teens, to me, that's gang. That's gang related. Moving on with this story from the New York Times, the police chief said there's no indication that the shooters were motivated by terrorism or extremism, saying instead that the deadly gunfire appeared to have stemmed from some kind of conflict between several people. What I'm saying is it's not extremism. They were wearing black, which indicates some sort of anarchist behavior. Perhaps groups of kids dressed in black, hard to say. Was there a beef? Do we know what the beef was about? But a woman said, she screamed, not here, you know, don't do it. So obviously these people are really stupid and callous, and they're obviously extreme in their lack of morals, because even if you're trying to hurt somebody, it's a targeted shooting. Why would you target the person in the middle of the crowd when you know you're going to hit and apparently intentionally just whipped around firing bullets at people. So there was a great disregard for life. And if that isn't terrorism, you know, I don't know what is. So connected with this story, the Mail, Daily Mail Online is also reporting Travis Kelce went ahead with a scaled down party, which many Chiefs teammates skipped after deadly Super Bowl parade shooting. Taylor Swift's tone deaf boyfriend is seen beaming alongside Brittany Mahomes at Kansas City Sports Bar. Why is this not surprising? Again, people are totally detached. I'm not going to let a shooting ruin my victory parade, my ability to celebrate. Too funny. Too funny at all. It's just, I have to set something up here. Please excuse me. I'm never, never that prepared as I should be during a live broadcast here in my podcast, I should say. So just bear with me. So we're going to move on to the next story here. Newsweek, Donald Trump calls Fannie Willis a humiliating embarrassment. Willis and Wade had benefited financially from taxpayer money, the claim was. So if you didn't know what was going on here, the district attorney in Georgia that is prosecuting Trump for whatever his maliciousness supposedly was, trying to overturn the election. In any case, the Fannie Willis, the district attorney, hired her boyfriend at some point, and they benefited with all sorts of lavish trips and other luxury goods at the taxpayer expense. The pair later admitted they had a romantic relationship, but denied a conflict of interest. In response, witnesses issued a new claim saying the pair's relationship started earlier than they had disclosed, which means she hired her boyfriend before Trump because they're both Trump haters. And then they benefited from taxpayer dollars to go on lavish trips and other things. While facing questions, from the attorney Ashley Merchant, Willis repeatedly told the defense the lawyer was lying about the details of a relationship with Wade. You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. And the fact is, she is on trial. I don't believe this is part of the trial. This is a separate hearing, if I'm not mistaken. This is separate from the Donald Trump trial. This is trying to determine whether there's a conflict of interest with the district attorney hiring her, you know, it's basically nepotism. You're hiring your lover, and then he pays for lavish trips, and then you say you pay him back in cash, and there's no receipts or anything like that. It's very disturbing. The Associated Press goes on to report Fannie Willis to return to witness stand as she fights an effort to derail Trump's election case. I guess it's an effort. The fact is, she's not taking the stand again today. So she was such a abysmal failure, freaking out, and the judge even had to admonish her that she was a terrible witness and combative, belligerent. And if you saw some of the testimony, she's waving statements around saying that they're lying. And when her boyfriend testified, he was not a very good witness either. It seems like they're lying. It seems like they're corrupt. That's just my take. Of course, I'm backing Donald Trump, and so I do have some skin in the game, but these people seem corrupt and just, they don't really seem like, they are, you know, on the up and up. Sorry to say. So good for the Trump team for finding this out. Takeaways from Fannie Willis's stunning testimony in Georgia. The all-day hearing escalated steadily. This is from CNN. Throughout the day, culminating with Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis taking the witness stand for a combative brawl with the defense attorneys that drew several rebukes from the judge. Judge Scott McAfee convened the hearing. It is a hearing, thank you. After some of the Trump's co-defendants surfaced allegations of a relationship between Willis and Nathan Wade, whom she hired in 2021 to join the prosecution team. Trump and his co-defendants want the judge to disqualify Willis's team from the case or throw out the charges because of possible conflict of interest. Now, we know, basically, that there's been some coordination between the DOJ, the Biden administration, and all these cases. The fact is that Willis wanted grift from this case. So one of the basic ways people do that is they hire people they're close with because they can't take the money. So they hire people they're close with, and those people work to charge the taxpayer for lavish trips where they discuss business, or whether it's dinners out or trips, business trips. And they basically bilk the taxpayer. It's part of their payback for going on the warpath against Trump. Going on to other headlines about this from Mediaite, Fannie Willis tells all in wild testimony, talks cash piles in safe, father's advice preferring Grey Goose over wine. The deal with this is, again, she says she paid back Wade, who charged the taxpayers for their lavish trips, even though there's no indication that she did so. There's no receipt, but she says she's got piles of cash, you know, inside a safe in her house. Oh, ever since I was a little kid, we always had tons of cash in the house. I mean, I'm not saying people can't do that, but it just seems weird that if you are expensing something, that all of a sudden you end the paper trail because you pay or repay in cash. Moving on to other headlines here. Verdict in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial expected Friday, capping busy week of court action. You know my take on this. The fact is he didn't commit fraud. No one was, it was a victimless crime. The banks weren't defrauded. He just, as many property owners do, all he did was value his property for mortgage or collateral against a loan, which was paid back anyway. So nobody was defrauded in this case. It's a victimless crime. It's just another case to try to derail Trump's candidacy. Other media news, Mediaite, Candace Owens accuses political Jews of fueling anti-Semitism, vile, dishonest, manipulative people. I happen to agree with her. You know, I would not label anybody political Jews. You know, it's not, I'm not in the Jew conspiracy bandwagon, although there's some historical things to be concerned about. But it is the ADL and other groups that fuel anti-Semitism. There's not that much anti-Semitism, and it's just like there's not that much racism out there for people to be, you know, it's a concern. But it's not, white supremacy is not the biggest concern. White extremism or MAGA extremism is not the biggest concern that the nation faces. I'll just read from the article. Owen said, just as Black Lives Matter radicals would threaten and intimidate white people's lives by constantly smearing and libeling people into submission, these radicals do the same. BLM ultimately hurt the Black community. The Jewish fringe are hurting the Jewish community by misrepresenting who they are. And I think my friend Perry would agree. Other news from CNN, Instagram and Threads will no longer promote political content. No one knows what they define as political. This is more shadow banning or changing the algorithm not to promote certain content. Now, do we know this content? Is it going to more than likely, overwhelmingly, favor Democrats by limiting political content that is conservative. The company does not want to proactively amplify political content from conservatives from accounts you don't follow. I don't believe much in social media anyway because of the algorithm, and they force feed you all sorts of content that you don't care to see. It's like, I don't want to see commercials, and I don't want to see what I don't want to see. And that's the beauty of America. You should be able to choose. NBC News reports, this is a breaking story, special counsel charges FBI informant with lying to the Bureau about Hunter and Joe Biden. Alexander Smirnov, 43, disliked President Joe Biden, according to the Justice Department. He was arrested in Las Vegas after returning to a trip overseas. So the Justice Department is trying to smear a witness in the impeachment case. It was an FBI informant. Now, this is from the New York Times. Ex-FBI informant is charged with lying over Biden's role in Ukraine business. The informant's story was part of a series of explosive and unsubstantiated, says the Times, claims. A claim doesn't need to be quantified as substantiated. It's a claim. If you say it's a claim, everybody knows it's a claim and not, you know, not substantiated. Claims by Republicans that Biden's engaged in potentially criminal activity, which he did. The longtime informant, Smirnov, 43, is accused of falsely telling the FBI that Hunter Biden, then paid board member of energy giant Burisma, demanded the money to protect the company from investigation by the country's prosecutor general at the time, which happened. That Joe Biden, they're talking about a $5 million bribe, but also Joe Biden withheld $1 billion in aid unless they fired the prosecutor, which actually happened while he was vice president. But they're claiming in 2015 or 2016, Hunter Biden promised to protect the company through his dad from all kinds of problems. Mr. Smirnov, again, falsely claimed to his bureau handler in 2020, according to Mr. Weiss, who has charged the president's son twice over the past year on tax and gun charges. This claim was easily disproved, prosecutor said. Mr. Smirnov was only in contact with Burisma executives in 2017, a year after Mr. Biden left office, when he had no ability to influence U.S. policy. Now, is that a truth? I think that's unsubstantiated. Has no ability to influence U.S. policy, even if he's a private citizen? He became president, didn't he? Does he have ability to influence policy now? Subsequently? Of course he does. And how do you know that Mr. Smirnov didn't learn in 2017 of what happened in 2015 and 16? He might have not witnessed it directly, but he might have learned of the activity that happened a year earlier. But the Times won't even speculate there. The Guardian reports, in other headlines, UK tips into recession and blow to Rishi Sunak. GDP fell 0.3% in 3 months to December after collapse in retail sales and run-up to Christmas. And now retail sales in the US, too, are slowing. So you usually have a domino effect from Europe and then into the United States. And what you see here is that, yeah, we're in a recession. We've been in a recession. And Bidenomics isn't helping. We're having some growth, some sector growth, and in the stock market bounced, as it often does, because people profit even if people are losing money. So, you know, the economic picture is still shaky. And speaking of the economic picture, the Wall Street Journal, the U.S. government will soon spend more on interest payments than on defense. Higher treasury yields snowball into $1.1 trillion of additional interest. There you go. It's been saying for a while, all you Keynesians out there who say debt doesn't matter, when the amount you're paying in debt service starts to eclipse one of your biggest expenditures, you don't think that's going to affect the economy? Because the money you're paying to banks and to foreign countries, you don't think that could be used for something else, for social programs That's what happens when you deficit spend. That's why inflation is getting bigger and bigger, because now with the debt service, there's less money you could spend on things because you're giving more monies to the bank and other investors. So that money that you'd, that $1 trillion that you'd spend on social programs or defense now has to go to the bank. So you have to print more money, and inflation, we're going to go into an inflation spiral. And just to close out here, Showbiz 411, Anna Wintour sells out the money-losing Met Ball to the Chinese with TikTok as main sponsor. There you go. TikTok, the main sponsor, the Chinese. The Chinese are buying everything because we don't have any money and they have all the money. Even though their economy is suffering, they engage on some dubious ways to prop up their currency, so... So that's it for me today. Thanks for joining me on this Friday. Happy Friday. Don't forget to engage the channel, like, subscribe, leave a comment, share the podcast. Yeah, I want to know more about this Kansas City parade shooting. It still doesn't seem right. Seems a little contrived to me. And we'll see what happens with the Trump cases. Fannie Willis is corrupt. We've seen it now. See, the problem is when people like that get in, people of her ilk get in political circles, they see other people on the grift and they go, well, we're going to do it too. Same thing with the people that were running Black Lives Matter. They see how the other half live and how they're basically stealing. And so they start to steal, but then they're dumb about it. You have to have contingencies to make sure you don't get caught. And so they got caught, and they're facing the music. Anyway, I'll see you next week. Thanks for joining me today on this Friday podcast. We'll see you next week.
Google me, bitch! Google me!
Revelation.
You can't handle the truth.